Hi, this is Katie from the DocuNauts. You're listening to the 4Eyed Radio Network. For other great shows, check out 4EyedRadio.com.
America Joy Print Shop, official sponsor of the 4Eyed Radio Network. Business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more. Visit AmericaJoy.com for more information. Tell them the Fern sent you. If you know what's good for you.
Howdy, guys. Welcome back to the Underground Railroad. Boo, boo, boo. Woo-hoo. It's always a pleasure to have you on our tracks. We've also got a very special guest tonight, our lovely friend Johnny.
Hi.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm kind of wonderful.
Yeah, kind of wonderful?
Kind of wonderful. Only wonderful. On the verge between, like, not wonderful and fully and completely wonderful. I'm just like right there.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, which is a good place to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could be not wonderful at all.
Yeah, and then I have to kick you.
No, I saw your place. You should be definitely happy with your life.
I just moved in there. I'm not even unpacked.
I know.
Well, I definitely enjoyed your welcome wagon parade in my mouth.
I'm just gonna leave that. I'm not.
I don't think we need to explain it. Yeah, I think
so. That was, yeah, no.
Use your
imagination. I can see why you're having a great life.
I'm just really glad that you inhaled. swallowed.
I bet you. She did that as well.
Well, yeah, no. All of my white gummy bears.
All of the gummy bears.
Well, the extra protein in the white gummy bears.
And that sweet.
They're like little abortions.
They really
that sweet
are.
Sweet pineapple flavor.
It's like going
is
to.
Is that what abortions taste like? Pineapple?
Some of them do. Yeah. Depends on the diet.
Like calling Planned Parenthood. Like,
you think of all the abortions that I've had.
You know.
That's actually a really bad joke.
Which, speaking of abortions, how do you guys feel about Texas? No, we don't have to discuss that.
I feel like they should get out of my vagina.
Yeah, I agree. They should definitely.
I don't know.
Be
they have chainsaws.
Getting
in Texas.
Out of your a massacre. I just think that yeah, they should definitely be leaving Johnny's vagina alone.
My vagina is just. I don't even understand why anyone's there. That's just
why anybody's messing with it.
Yeah, no, that's a cave that you don't want to discover.
Yeah, that's the cave you're going to end up having to, like, cut your own arm off to
like,
get out.
To get out. You're going to masturbate one last
127
time.
127.
It's where they filmed The Descent.
Shit.
No, I'm kidding. That was Anna Nicole Smith's vagina.
What we do sometimes is we talk about our most awkward moments for the week. And, I don't know, eeny, meeny, money.
Joe? Yeah, please.
I have the best awkward moment. I have been working in the adult retail industry, as you two know, for the last 2 years. And I just started, and that's why I moved this new job at a spa. And every single day, and I do mean every single day, the first phone call that we take, I answer as Fascinations. Thank you for calling Massage Envy. Every day for the last month, like, there's no, like, preparation for it. Like, I'm answering the phone and I go, fa, and then, like, I go, fuck, and then I just go, Massage Envy.
How does it usually fare on the other end?
Most of the time I'm leaving people messages, so it's fine. So I'm just like, thanks for calling Massage Envy.
Yeah.
Like, I play it off as like, oh, I got something in my throat.
Oh, I did not just say fuck on your voicemail right now.
Yes, I did. You should come and get massaged.
why did I tell my coworkers to listen to this?
Oh, now they're going to be like, oh.
Now they're going to be like, fuck.
Now it's going to be a thing. Now everyone's going to answer the phone to Fascinations and they'll just assume it's me.
Yeah. No, and then you're...
Well, who else would have?
Yeah. They're like, Johnny.
True.
Johnny, how's it going?
Vagina. At Fascinations, my nickname was Vagina.
Vagina. Well, because they knew about... they knew about your case.
No, it's funny.
The look on your face when you said cave, it's like you blinked one eye. And you're just like, this is giving me a stroke.
Yeah, I'm terrified of it. I think I'm going to have some nightmares.
You know what else is giving me a stroke?
Stefan, you keep your hands to yourself.
We've asked you to stop petting.
Yeah, stop petting.
We
the
did
study.
Become best friends. Tonight, you.
Oh, shit.
Anyone? Hand banana? No?
No.
I don't know. Yeah.
Apparently tonight I need him.
I need to watch it again.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a dog. I only know words like play and ball and rape.
Oh, shit. I am not familiar with that one, but I'm going to check it out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
What about you, Miss Adelie?
Oh, yeah. So, we have a roll at work. It's a sushi roll that is on our special... Because I work at a sushi restaurant, not because I try to take fish from ponds and make sushi on my own. But I work at a sushi restaurant, and they have a roll there called the Piña San.
Okay.
But if you say a little fast, it can come out Piña San. Penis. That's the penis and roll.
Penis and what?
Penis and what? Yeah.
Yeah. And
do I get some vagina?
Whatever you want. Some wasabi, some ginwa, some
penis
happy,
and wasabi.
Happy
I could do that.
Yeah.
Couldn't.
No. You don't like the wasabi?
Well, no. I just feel like it would burn when I peed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It probably would.
Can you imagine that getting in your
that is
hole?
Like
your urethra.
That is
yeah.
The UTI to end all UTIs. Ooh. The one you get from wasabi.
Wasabi.
Yeah. I feel like that would just burn
no,
out.
Azo is gonna help that.
I'm pretty sure
bacteria.
I would just cut my penis off. Just rather than deal with that.
But I like where you were going with it. Like any germs or bacteria that might be there could just immediately get
cancer.
Scorched. Yeah,
or hepatitis, herpes.
My whole penis.
Yeah, it would just annihilate your.
But can you
body
imagine, like, you
penis.
Just like did that and had sex with a girl? Did her vagina
would
be
on fire?
Actually, I have. A
that's probably how we cure cervical cancer.
Exactly.
I have a friend who found out that his girlfriend was cheating on him, and I
because
can attest that this is a true story. And so what he did was he put like squeezed out a habanero chili into their bottle of lube that they kept at their house and just kind of let it happen.
Oh my god.
So she used it and fucked some guy and mm-hmm. Wait.
And so when she later obviously needed to go to the doctor was when he confronted her that he knew that she was cheating.
That she had sex with somebody else.
Vagina.
Because
yeah.
He was like, yeah, so I put habanero on the lube so that because I knew we weren't using it.
Whoa. Sucky. That actually
that reminds me of a joke.
Please.
So, this couple starts using condoms, and she notices that a lot of the condoms are missing, but they're not having sex. And he's like, "Oh well, you know, when I masturbate, I wear condoms just so I can like keep the mess concealed." And she's like, "Oh, okay." And so she's telling her gay friend this. Like, she's like, "So." Like, do you ever put on a condom and, like, so you, she's like, so do you do that? Do you, like, use condoms and so to catch your stuff? And he's like, no, yeah, I do that all the time. She's like, oh, you do? He's like, yeah, I lie to my girlfriend all the time.
I said
that joke way wrong. I'll have to work on it. But it's from a while ago. It's been a while since I told it.
The habanero reminded me of a story that I heard. I thought this was gonna like explode for a second, but
oh yeah.
But this guy gave his ex-girlfriend a Christmas present, and he happened to give her a vibrator. And yeah, he gave her a vibrator for a Christmas present after they had already been split. And he had rigged the vibrator a certain way that the idea of it was that when she went to use it,
hot,
that it would explode. So he
in
was
her face?
Well, like when she went, like when
kind of like South Park with the shake weight.
Oh shit, no, but okay. This is like literally like inside her exploding, like he, yeah.
Like a grenade inside.
Yeah, like, and I don't know, like, how it, like, he, you know, obviously is, like, in jail now and shit because she didn't use it. She was, like, she basically was, like, this is really shady. Why is my ex-boyfriend giving me a Christmas present? Oh, he just gave me a vibrator. Like, this is weird. And I don't know if she, like, turned it in or what she did with it, but she didn't use it and found out that it was an explosive vibrator. I was going to be one hell of an orgasm.
She died doing what she left.
Doing what she left.
No, that's fucked up. Like, yeah. Shitstorm. Well, I did feel like I had a grenade in my uterus the other day.
Yeah, I saw that on the bath mat. No.
That was just Pippi. My dog.
That was just the pup.
She's a puker.
Yeah.
She's no, but
got a weak stomach. It's all that. Yeah,
so I want to hear more about where you work.
Massage Envy?
Fascinating. Yeah, let's get to the dirty.
All right. What about it?
So, was there more women customers or more men?
There is a surprising amount of men. But here's the general breakdown is we had single women, lesbian women, couples, so guy and a girl couple, male and male couples, female couples, single guys, single girls. There's more single guys than there are single girls, but the amount of guys coming in for their girlfriend,
that's what
rebalance it.
Yeah.
And also old men. Because they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like,
My Sunday morning crowd was just like the wiliest group of people ever. And shit. They were all like 80.
Damn. I want to meet them.
They know.
Just get any numbers.
They're Jesus.
No, surprisingly. For the amount of those old ladies that I have seen in lingerie, like.
Oh, shit.
Can you give me your opinion on this? Oh, my God.
Grandma, no, I don't want to see
it infect my eyes. Ugh,
well, it's just people who want to be seen naked. And so basically you just go, oh, yeah, that looks great on you.
And then you and wash then
you
your
just
eyes
cleanse
with
your soul
bleach.
Bleach.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just like pour lye on your soul.
Oh, shit. If you even have one at that point anymore, because like of all the oof.
On the old camel toes.
That's what I was talking about earlier when I was talking about like public boobs and private boobs.
Oh, yeah.
There's a time to go and show your boobs to everyone. And there's a time that even after they might look the exact same. I don't care what they actually look like. It's your age that's more like if you're too young, take them indoors. If you're too old, take them indoors. Like, it's not that they aren't sexy or whatever you want to call them. It's just like not for outside.
Basically,
like outside voice.
I'm in my prime to be showing my boobs.
You should be using your outside voice. You should be using your outside voice. He should be using his outside voice, and I'm going to keep using my inside voice.
Gotcha.
Got it.
I'm going to use my outside voice. I was just kidding.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why you get to use your inside voice.
Well, I know it's...
Well, it's because I don't have nipple rings anymore because they all fell off
of
the house.
Yeah, that happened.
And then your dog.
That's what I stubbed my toe on.
Yeah.
They were pretty sizable.
They were.
It was like a bowling ball that I kept on one in case I went bowling.
You know, you're just like, oh, like I go.
Or was that
impromptu
ball weight?
Bowling all the time.
We had a guy who had ball weights, and like he always wore short shorts, and so it would like slip out the side sometimes, and we had to be like, Richard, like tuck in your ball weight.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
It happened. A girl got in trouble for posting a picture of it once. It was crazy.
Shit. I got in trouble
troubles, multiple troubles at a Fascination. Yeah.
Why am I not surprised that you would get in trouble with Fascination? Like, I just don't even understand why that would be. Oh, wait, it's because I would completely expect that, and that's the kind of person you are, and that's why we're best friends.
Yeah, that's what we're pals.
If you can't cause trouble in a Fascination, despite the fact that I work there, then we can.
Yeah. It was before meeting you, but one of my other friends worked there, and we're having fun with some of the items and took a few photos, and we got reprimanded later because they were like, you know, you're really not supposed to do that.
Do you know why they don't allow pictures?
It's like, I can't read.
I have a few theories.
Two reasons. Key ones, anyways. There's a lot of little reasons, but the two key reasons. One, no senator will come inside of your shop if you don't have a no picture policy, because then they can actually block it from going to the media because they're like, that picture was taken illegally. The second one is we are misregistered. Well, no, I shouldn't say we. They are misregistered as a novelty shop instead of an adult stop with Arizona. So if pictures of adult materials in our shop get out, I should say they.
Well, when you're with a company for so long,
it's equally to protect them from being properly classified in Arizona, which is why they allow babies in there now.
I can take my baby to Fascinations.
Until they're eight.
Best news ever.
Until they're eight. All you have to do is pretend the floor is lava. Like, if they touch the floor, we can ask you to leave. But if they're in a stroller or something like that, even if they're 8 years old.
Wow.
Which is illegal, by the way. Class 6 felony.
Shit.
Yep. Then they told us to do that. That's why I quit.
You were like, I don't want to know.
I was like, I can't get a Class 6 felony because, like, I know law and I'm a registered security guard. And I know that that ticket with the felony, that doesn't go to Fascinations. That goes to me.
Yeah.
Because I was management on duty when that kid was in the store and it saw, like, that's harmful transmission of harmful materials to a minor. Which I would become a sex offender for.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, thanks, Fascinations, for making me a sex offender.
Well, I have a question.
I thought you were the classy shop.
So how do you feel about, like, children watching porn?
I don't think that it should be restricted, but I absolutely don't think that it should be encouraged. Like, if you find it, it shouldn't be demonized or anything like that. But, like, don't buy your six-year-old porn. It's kind of a common sense line. Like, if your kid's like, hey, I would like to watch this.
Like,
I don't
Pokemon.
Care what age they are. Like, go for it.
Yeah.
Because the more demystified sex becomes, the lower the chance of having, like, really harmful deviation.
Repressed. Yeah, it's true. I wish that, because even in our public school systems, the way that they do sexual education isn't very bright.
Not only is it not very bright, it's outright lies.
Well, yeah. And I feel like having a more positive and more factual and just open relation open relation just got me distracted. But, like, in terms of educating youth on sex, like, whether it's you as a parent or as a school nurse or something, like, they should just definitely attack it at a more
free. Like, they're gonna listen to sex education more than, like, social studies or their class. Like, so you have these brains that are definitely, like,
that's wonderful.
Eager to learn.
More attentive, but they're being more attentive to
the lies.
Like, outright
lies.
Like, I remember my health class, and I've worked in the adult industry for almost 3 years between Castle and
that's right. You were at Castle too.
And, like, the shit that people come in thinking, even at the college level, because at Castle we did the tours for GCC, and I conducted one of them, and I took the class to be in one of them. So, like, I mean, the outright, like, lies that people are taught from school. You got to use the big side.
I just said that. Yours better.
There you go. But the outright lies that people are told, like, people think that if they have sex without a condom one time, like, they're going to get an STD that day and die. Like, that's – or, like, if you have sex without a condom, like, you'll get pregnant. Like, it's really difficult to get pregnant. You have, a 24-hour window of ovulation. It's really – more realistically is an 8-hour window. And then you want to make that, like, 3 days because, like, sperm can survive up to 3 days. So you make that 3 days before and after ovulation that you don't do that, and – there's literally no chance.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I think is interesting is that when I was a freshman in high school, the sex education that I had was not sex education. They taught abstinence only.
Yep.
And it was because parents got upset that people were teaching their children about sex, and they freaked out and lobbied against it. And now kids, instead of being informed and knowing where resources are to have safe sex and what to do if something happens, and instead of learning what they actually should be learning about it, like, they're just being told not to do it. Well, I know how I am when I'm told, like, don't do something. It makes me want to do it more. Like, I almost exploded in a geyser this past summer because they kept telling me don't touch them at Yellowstone, and I wanted to so bad.
That's actually a really good metaphor for teenage sexuality.
Yeah. I write most of Katy Perry songs. No, just kidding.
But no, can I tell you, like, what my theory is in mm-hmm. why we're so uncomfortable with sex education, especially in this country?
Yeah.
Is we're one of the few countries that still is primarily circumcised. And if you look at, you know, I mean, all girls are taught at a certain point in their life, like, you know, after you pee, you know, you wipe your vagina, or like how to clean themselves down there. But no one wants to do that with men because vaginas are magical and clean, blah. So we can talk about them.
Vaginitis bacterium. Well, anyway, keep going.
Yeah, no, but it's like the abortion argument is an argument because we can talk about vaginas. We can't talk about penises. Like, you don't ever see anything, like, the word penis is not in the news. They'll blur it out. But the word vagina they can use professionally.
That's true. We give life, that's why.
We circumcise penises literally because we don't want to have to teach kids how to clean them, which, oh my God, that was so hard. Right. Anyways, but like, that's the purpose.
Get all that schmegma.
Really is, we don't want to talk about this. And I think the same idea carries because we are so willing to not talk about penises that we're willing to, like, slice up a part of a child.
Yeah.
That we're probably willing to just not talk about it after that child grows up. Like, why we did that, or, like, the fact that your self-image is secondary to us not wanting to teach you how to clean, like, a very probably, like,
when
proportionally
it's like,
smaller part
of
your body.
But when that kid was small, like, and they started potty training, like, were they comfortable, like, telling them how to clean their butthole?
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously, like, it's there's this taboo, especially in America, I feel, about talking about, like, penis instantly is just, like, a dirty word, whereas, like, and even, like, the words associated with penis, like, you can say pussy most places.
Well, even pussy is a big deal sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's my culture. I'm just saying, like, around, like, you could say the word pussy on accident and, like, no one would fire you. Like, it's not like that Norma D thing where, like, she said nigger 3 years ago.
I said pussy foot the other day.
Now
she's
fired.
While I was at work. And, like, they someone kind of just, like.
Well, and that's like that's like an actual term, like pussy
button.
No,
I know. No, I get, that part was.
And so, I mean, there's still going to be like one or two people, but like you can't say like, oh yeah, and that guy was a dick. Well, that guy was a dick is still, but it's still dick is always going to be a negative.
But it's funny, like pussy definitely still has like some weight.
Well, there's a publication that Google recently. Google Books digitalized or whatever, so you can like see parts of it. And it was originally written by an anonymous French author in like 1680. And it's called like the School of Venus or the Lady's Delight Reduced into Rules of Practice. Mm-hmm. And it was basically the joy of sex for the era. And the way that they phrase things is really, really funny, just like how it's written. Like they use cunt all over it, like cunt is all over it. And they have multiple terms for the dick, or but they use prick a lot, and it's just so funny because it's like describing, like it's just really funny. And then there's a lot of like there's illustrations as well that are published that you can see that are pretty fun. This we'll post a link to this on the site so everyone can check it out. But yeah, it's just the way it's written is just really funny. And there's a thing about condoms where it's like some will tie a pig's bladder to the top of their pricks, which receive all without hazard. So that was the first condoms, was pig bellies.
The pig intestines.
But yeah, it's just, definitely the language is really funny because nowadays there are people who are very offended by the word cunt, but, you know, here it's being used.
Well, I wonder
what
cunt means in other languages. Because obviously, like, I'm sure cunt has, I mean, you can
see. I think it would have
I'm
different.
I'm pretty sure cunt always means cunt. In England, it
has well, because, like, pussy. Pussy in Hungarian is kiss. So, I mean, I'm sure, like, cunt.
Yeah,
in,
I'm sure it's different.
Well, I mean, pussy in Johnny is kiss. So.
Are you speaking Hungarian?
Who knew?
The Hungarians are so smart.
See, here I thought I was Irish-Italian.
No, you're Hungarian.
That might be the Irish.
That might be what.
But like, can you imagine if like cunt meant like water or something?
Like, I need to get more cunt.
Yeah.
That still makes sense to me.
Yeah. I am so thirsty for cunt right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I need a nice tall.
I've been drinking so much beer starting to get cotton mouth a little bit, and I just could use some cunt to refresh myself.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Everybody always needs a cunt refresher. I mean, it's so important to your.
Can we go swimming cunt later?
Yeah.
You know what I really just wish is like, I'm going to get a kegerator soon for my beer. But if I could just get pussy on tap like that. I'm sorry. If I could get cunt on tap like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Just no, I'll, it'll just be almost like cunt. Having light beer and dark beer on tap. I'll have pussy and cunt.
Yeah. There you go.
Pussy being light beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Cunt being the hard dark.
Or and then we can do like snake bites and shit like that with pussy and cunt in the same glass.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a snatch. Attack or snatch bite.
No, I'll call it scissoring.
There we go. That I think we
they're together but still separated.
Yeah.
I think we're onto something here.
No, we're definitely cutting into something good.
Can I take pictures?
Cunnilingus.
I am a photographer. No, but
that
for real.
That does not sound creepy at all. Wow.
I have a very high definition camera.
I feel so safe about that. Let's start now.
X-ray. Eep.
I have a macro lens.
Oh, shit.
No, that does not sound creepy whatsoever. Oh, man.
No, but seriously, let's do that later.
Yeah, yeah.
But now all casual.
No, it's funny, like...
It made it better.
My friend Roy's who... After he would talk, and I was like, just to fuck with people.
Yeah.
And he's like, my name's Frank.
Mm-hmm. Well, that actually reminds me of at work. There's been an individual calling from a blocked number.
You guys can't trace that, right?
Block number.
I feel like we could if we wanted to landlines.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
All they have to do is like, what is it, star 89 or star
66? No, it doesn't work anymore. Like, it might only work on certain.
I feel like it still works, but I'm just convinced it's star 69 because I want it to be.
Well, it was star 69. I mean, yeah, it was star 69 to get back to find out what you're like, who just called. Wonderful. But there's a way that you can block your number before you call. It's crazy.
Can I just point out the cruel irony that you're finding out who it is after the 69ing?
Right.
It's like you should know that.
Like, it's you should have checked first.
I mean, there are those nights.
I appreciate the eagerness, but.
Yeah, shit.
So I have a question. When you guys have mouth sex, do you, as soon as you're done, go and, like, rinse off your mouth?
When I do?
Both of you.
No.
No.
No, right?
But after I have vaginal intercourse, I go pee right away.
Well, yeah, you have to do that or you get a UTI.
Yeah.
I'm super prone to UTIs, too, so I do the same thing.
I've never had one, but I think it's because I'm so dedicated to peeing after.
I have, but I was dehydrated in Arizona in the summer, and, like, that can do it to you by itself. Like,
yeah. But, yeah, like, I don't...
Unicorn territory intercourse? What's UTI? Just kidding. I know exactly what UTI is. But yeah, no.
It's peeing glass is what
it is. No,
it
is. It's...
I've heard. I don't want to experience that. Yeah.
Well, lucky you with your awesome self-cleaning vagina.
It's better than my oven.
I feel like everyone is missing out on a significant just part of life, not witnessing this dance right now. Like,
that's true.
We need to film that and put it up on whatever wherever you're posting this, just so that everyone can experience
that's
this. That's
the happy
dance.
Vagina dance.
That's the happy vagina dance?
It's one of them. I have a few.
I feel like it should be slightly more animated than that.
I have a lot of.
Like, if you did that dance about my penis ever, I would feel really underwhelmed. I'd be like, the previous reviews that I've gotten indicate to me that you should be dancing slightly differently.
I want
to
see fireworks.
No, I have a few versions of a happy vagina dance.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't use that one in the bedroom.
There's a happy vagina
just
song.
I don't think I have.
You should.
You would.
Natalie just never wants me to have sex again.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if you started doing a vagina dance. I mean, that means she wants some sex, so the time is now.
Can I do a vagina dance? But I mean that more in like the rain dance sort of way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Make it rain.
Like, make it rain. Like, well, hey, like if cunt is water and you're looking to make it rain, you need to do a vagina dance. I mean... It all comes
There's
back.
This song that used to play at Fascinations all the time that was like this hip-hop trance nonsense thing that was... But one of the lines was something about like basically like a girl positioning herself over this guy and him eating her out, and then he called it brainstorming because she was raining on his head.
Nice.
And that's all that I got brought to mind was I was just like brainstorming. Like that was it.
I would say people should do more brainstorming.
Brainstorming is really helpful both in that way.
Wouldn't need antidepressants.
And in like the life sort of way, I feel like if you like people actually were willing to sit down and think about things, we would be in a lot less shitty situations. Like,
yeah.
How does DOMA being repealed affect me? Am I gay? No, it doesn't.
It makes things
like,
better
unless
for
you're
friends
already,
of mine.
Unless you're already gay married, it really didn't affect you. Like, if you're gay and unmarried, this doesn't affect you other than the fact that, like, in the future it might. But, like, as of right now, it's not a thing. Like, that's why, like, the big deal about it, like, yay, absolutely, but that's... It's like, unless
it's
you're already gay.
It's progressing. Married.
What blows my mind, though, is that Republicans are sad about it when it's totally – if you actually look at the foundations of Republicanism, it's such a huge win for them because they're all about states' rights.
Yeah.
Like that's the point of Republicanism is states' rights, like no federal oversight, which means like DOMA was a bad idea too. But so like this basically says states are in control of marriage. The federal government has nothing to do with it. That is a Republican thing. Like they won. And they're all pissed about it. And the Democrats are, like, happy. And that's just, like, more proof to me that our political system has nothing to do with the actual political system.
No.
Yeah, no, it's upside down, inside out. Yeah. But I'm
just go green.
It was funny because my friend was like, oh,
no.
No,
I'm registered Green Party.
Yeah. Everyone should just hand out joints. But no.
That's what our main concern is.
If I could smoke like Jill Stein pamphlets.
Dude, no. If everyone was high, I don't think any...
Can't we all just get a bong?
Thanks.
Put it in the water.
I wish I was really good at like simulating the bong sound and I was about to try, but I was just like, wow, that's just going to sound like I'm giving a blowjob to the microphone. And that's...
There we go. Get some...
Suck it in.
Careful now.
Careful now.
I'm not that good. I'm not that good at that. Just, you know what would help me a little bit? A bong.
So be honest, yeah. You're bisexual.
Pansexual.
What does that mean?
Bisexual refers to a gender binary, whereas I believe there's a gender continuum. So like the whole bi thing doesn't apply because it's like a stage thing rather than a this or that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't really like gender isn't a part of my equation. Like, yeah,
it's just like the if person. You're
like I'm more attracted to females physically, but just like I might settle with a female that initially isn't the most ideal physically to me because like I'm realistic and I know that. Like, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And, like, no one has that long of a blowjob endurance. Like, there's no such thing as a 24-hour blowjob. And I've become okay with that, much in the same way that I'm okay with, like, my partner in life eventually possibly having a penis. Like, it's – if they're that cool
– yeah.
And I want to have sex with them, whatever.
Why not? Yeah.
Like, I'm not, just like I would not say no fat chicks, I'm not going to say no penises because I feel like they're the same level of kind of shallowness.
Fat chicks and penis are on the same page. I'm kidding. No, like, it makes total sense.
It's either both or neither is all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, that's.
And you call that?
Pansexual.
Pansexual. Okay, yeah, I've never.
Like panorama.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I've never heard that term before, but it's something
I've heard like universal sex.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just like I don't really give a fuck. Like, if we gel in most ways, we're cool. Like, I don't.
Which is interesting. Because
you can't fight, like, because, the way.
Like, there's this guy that works at where I work. He's a bartender and looks like him, but is super, nice. Super gay.
what difference are you trying to draw?
So basically, he doesn't act gay. He doesn't look gay. But what was interesting to me is like he's like, because there's another gay guy that works where I work, but he's like that like femme gay, very like,
hey
oh my god, like let's go like, do our pedicure and like who the fuck are you? Like it's
yeah,
totally.
But he's like, you know what? I like men because I like men. Like, he likes, let's work on some cars.
Yeah.
Backwards, like, baseball caps. Like,
well, and I've heard some of my lesbian friends discuss this as well, as far as, like, because there's, you know, like, the ones that are more butch, there are ones that are more feminine, and there are girls who straight up say they're, like, yeah, I don't go for the butch ones because I like women and they want them to be soft and delicate and feminine. They don't want them to be
manly.
Yeah. But then there's plenty out there that they do seek that. And I mean, you see it even in heterosexual relationships as well, where there's certain things that like,
see, I'm totally into the idea of androgyny. Like, I'm all about girly men and manly chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, is that computer sounds? I don't know. Anyways.
Did we just get tapped into by the government?
I think NSA is on my...
No, but yeah, it's...
They don't like our idea about cunt water, but it doesn't matter.
Well, fuck them.
We're doing it.
We are the next Evian.
Cunt. Refresh yourself.
Do you want to hear my impression of like how bottled water came to be?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like there was like 8 French people in a room. And like one of them stood up and was like, I have an idea. How stupid do I think the Americans are? I think we can sell them water. And everyone was like, no, Pierre, you're crazy. And Pierre was like, no. All we have to do is say it is from France, and they will buy it for like $3 a bottle. And everyone thought Pierre was crazy, and he's not.
No,
put some gas in it, that
and
stupid.
We've got delicious Perrier.
Yeah. Speaking of gas.
Sorry about that one.
It's okay. We were talking about that earlier in the car. I hate girls who don't fart. Like, what the fuck is that?
Then
I know that
they're robots.
Do.
Yeah, just, seriously.
Why are you doing it in my kitchen? I make food there.
Like, that's why I bake things. And I don't appreciate you baking your brownies.
Yeah, I don't want your brownies in
here. I can't eat them.
But, what if you could eat a fart? Would you?
I think I have before.
I was just going to say, what do you mean if you could? Like, I had an older brother. That was a thing that's already happened in my life.
I have to say, thank you to all three of my older brothers for not doing that to me.
You were a girl.
It's I don't think you ever Dutch ovened me.
I've Dutch ovened anybody.
Yeah. I mean, there were definitely moments of being put into a sleeping bag and dragged up and down the stairs.
No, she beat me to it. I totally have to pee, too. I was just like, I don't want to get up because I don't want to interrupt anyone. But then just boom. Oh.
Right on. But yeah, I have memories of other.
About psilocybin.
I know, shit.
Well, I'll have to come back.
You will, because then we can talk about water mind control as well. And
oh my God, we didn't get to anything.
No, but we've had a lot of fun.
I hijacked your episode. I apologize.
I don't mind at all. Like, these were just things that I put on here in case we did talk about the 17th century sex book that I wanted to bring up. So that was good. I have some blonde jokes of Hemingway's.
Hemingway blonde jokes.
Yeah.
Those have got to be world class.
They're actually not that good. Like, I was expecting, well, it makes sense. Like, let me read you one. But no, I'm glad you came, Johnny. It's been a good show. And thanks. Definitely come back.
Absolutely. What are you guys doing next week?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Like, oh my God, we should hang out.
Oh my God. Like, oh, we pretty much do this every Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Every Thursday.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? okay, so here's one that question. Why was the blonde staring at the frozen orange juice container? The container brought to mind the Sunday breakfasts she with her mother in the days before she took her life. How many blondes does it take to change a light bulb?
No, you can't just, no. What?
These are Hemingway's blonde jokes. So, then the other one was, how many blondes does it take to change a light bulb? Margot preferred darkness. How can you tell if a blonde has been using your typewriter? The nicotine stained keys and dried tears. Why did the blonde drive into the ditch? She was overtaken with despair. No one was awaiting her arrival.
That totally is counter to my favorite blonde joke, which I actually, surprisingly, heard at a church.
Oh, okay.
Back when I was a religious studies
minor. Well, these are
just going to church. For no reason. But anyways, one of the priest or preacher, I don't remember what kind of church it was. But he was right around Christmas, and he was talking about there was this blonde girl who was going around this very well-off neighborhood looking for odd jobs to get money for Christmas at her household. Mm-hmm. A very Christian thing to do. And she came across one house where the guy was like, yeah, you can paint my porch. And so he brings out all the paint, and he goes inside, and about half an hour later, she knocks on his door, and he's like, I don't think that you were out here long enough to paint my porch. And she goes, no, I even did two coats. And the guy looked at her funny, because he knew that he didn't have that much paint, and he goes outside, and the girl says to him, by the way, though, that's a Lamborghini, not a Porsche.
Oh, shit. Hot damn.
And to damn this day, blondes. Church joke is my favorite blonde joke.
Wow.
Like, all the dirty ones I've heard just don't compare to, I just painted your Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Also give me money.
Yeah, like, damn.
I heard a good joke. You guys ready?
Maybe.
Is it my face?
Yes. No, there's this guy that comes to Moira, and he's probably like 50 or 60 years old, and he does like the pedal. He's a pedal cab driver.
He
pedal ped. I don't know.
Steers a rickshaw. a bicycle rickshaw.
Basically, yeah. But they call it like pedicabs, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I call them rickshaws because...
I've got a rickshaw for you.
I bet you do.
You're like, come aboard. No, but so he comes by and he's always like bumming cigarettes and everything. And he's always, because he's like 50s and 60s and like he's always telling us jokes about like Steve McQueen and like how he almost got in a fight with Frank Sinatra. And just like he always has these like... Crazy stories. But I mean, they're like so far fetched. You're just like, okay. I mean, maybe they're true. I don't know. And he'll have like some jokes for us. And they're never, you just kind of give them like the jokes themselves. But it's not really real.
Funny.
And then, like, finally, he had a solid gem. Yeah. So this nun, she's walking down the street and, she's passing an alley and this big burly man grabs her and like tosses her in the alley and like shoves her against the wall and just rapes her. And he's like, after he's done, he's like, so now what are you going to tell your mother Teresa about this? She's like, well, you know, I'm going to tell her that I was walking down the street and some big burly man threw me into the alley up against the wall and rape me twice if you're not too tired.
Oh! Nice.
And I was like, yeah, that was a good one. I went and like told everybody in like inside work. And now like every little thing that we talk about, it's like twice
if you're not too tired. Like, I like that one.
I feel like I wish that I had heard that joke like 2 years ago. So I would have had it for that whole experience. But now I'm like trying to phase out my able to talk however I want.
Well, thing. It sucks because I had a friend tell me some real gems of dirty jokes a couple weeks ago. And I should have whipped out my fancy
joke writing book
manual or journal for brilliant things that beaver I need skin. To remember.
Moleskin,
yeah. My beaver skin. Well, I guess I could have whipped that out too. But yeah.
Just tattoo a little something on it for later.
Like, let me
note to self.
Let me read this. Okay.
Let me just put this where I can remember, where I know I can find it later.
where I'll remember it. Does that just or mean that every time will. You fuck, you just be like, ah, ha, ha, you reminded me of this funny joke that I tattooed on my vagina?
That's right there. You can read it.
No, well, but read both sides.
Yeah. You might have to flip and it. Be a little,
you
yeah.
have to flip like a book.
Like a book.
There's pages.
Unwrap it. Vagina layers.
You use the bookmark if you have to.
Just set a few entries. Oh my god, my vagina is my diary.
Okay. No,
it does
your
keep
vagina
track of
can
what
talk.
Well, actually, it keeps track of what other people are up to.
Yourself sometimes too.
Fuck yeah. That
well, no,
good.
Up to.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. But.
Bad to the bone.
So, yeah, he had some real awesome dirty jokes, and I wrote them in my vagina dialogue. Diary.
So vagina. No, but that. So now we know where the vaginal monologues come from. People are just reading Aaron's vagina.
You know, just, I like to stop by open mics. And then they just
spread eagle, and everyone just kind of flips through and reads their favorite excerpts.
Pretty much, yeah.
From the story,
and you know,
it's kind of like a bathroom stall. Like it's like I was here, and like oh, here's a little short poem. And
I wish I could just like
about it
write
better.
A short poem inside every vagina
that you were in.
That I had.
Maybe you do.
I don't think that I could have written 45 poems if I tried.
Oh, you did. You did.
Don't you?
That's all, though. 45? Huh?
Can I just say, since this is going to be a public thing, that I get tested every 6 months and I've never had anything ever in my entire life.
And that's why we should educate everybody on sex.
Yeah, that's what responsible sex looks like, is you get to have as much sex as you want.
I've seen your responsible sex. And,
oh, God, we're bringing that up right now?
No, but I was calling you out. Sorry. But no, proceed.
I'm sorry that actually, no, I'm not sorry that I invited you to join. I'm sorry that you declined.
I didn't decline. I passed out.
Oh.
I had a sad, sad time.
But, yeah, kids, learn about safe sex and practice it.
And stay in school and only do a moderate amount
and
of drugs.
And milk your drink.
A moderate yes.
Drink your drugs. Do your milk.
No, just like do your shopping and your school and all the shit you have to do, and then go home and do drugs. Like that's just that's the way to
exactly.
do it.
Finish
it,
your.
You don't
shit.
Even have to do it in moderation. Then just like
because you took care, you handled your scandal.
Like you already worked today. Do all of your drugs now.
Yeah.
That's the time to do it, not before you show up and I have to be like, hey, I can't have you here right now, and now we're short staffed.
Yeah.
Sucky.
Well, I know people that can't actually operate without being high. And that's so...
You know, I thought about that because I know a lot of people who smoke before they go to work. And...
During work.
And sometimes during work as well.
Thank you, Radio Shack, for that free time.
And the big thing with that I think about is, okay, like back in the day, people used to go on their lunch break and they would pound drinks.
Oh, they still
and then
do.
Oh,
I do.
and that's the thing. Now that's not as acceptable, but because it's like, oh, you're drunk at work, but. And maybe it's because it is still illegal, so it's not as on the table and people don't always know that you're stoned at work. But it's like, well, what if I'm drunk at work and nobody knows it?
Well, if that's how you were brought to the table, then...
That's actually a thing I got in a like, big, long conversation about the other day was... like how drinking is viewed, especially in America now, whereas like if you go to Europe and someone asks you how much you're going to drink, like they'll just look at you like, I don't understand. Like I'm going to drink
Why
until I don't
want
to drink anymore.
Why would I ever calculate that?
Like
that's boring.
That's like asking me how many glasses of orange juice
how
I'm
going to
have.
How many times I'm
going to
piss
like,
in
when
my
I
life.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Like how many times am I going to pee tonight? Like that's not as many times as I fucking need to. Like,
yeah.
So like every time anyone's like, I'm like, hey, I'm going out. And they're like, well, how many drinks are you going to have? I'm just like, I don't know. Like
it's
a small child.
It's interesting though.
Like,
yeah. Like
if you could,
cake.
Like if you would take a small child and like hollow them out and fill them with beer. And then put a tap on it, I would empty that shit.
Yeah. But
and sometimes, like, if I'm feeling frisky, it's like a teenager.
Maybe it might, it might turn into a sumo wrestler.
I
Who
think
knows?
It's really interesting.
I do teenagers when I feel frisky a lot.
Because I do.
Well, plan B, 15-year-olds. Thank you.
Get it. No, instead call Planned Parenthood. And if you're sexually active, then just be safe about it.
No, but don't, because I actually really hate that. That's like one of my least favorite things is shaved vaginas, because it's just like, if I wanted to feel like I was sleeping with a 12-year-old, I would be on To Catch
when
a Predator.
When did that all of a sudden come like so big? Sorry.
It came
as
so
I,
big
as
all
I just
night
like
long.
Rub my lips against it, but.
Yeah, it like, became big after you did that.
But it's just like, why all of a sudden
sailing at half
do
mast
guys
over
like,
here now?
Like to look at. It's like. What's that scab you have across your lips? It's like, I got hit in the face by a microphone. Sure you did. Yeah. But, no.
No, I just, a mushroom stamp very, very, very forcefully.
Like a plunger.
Just flap.
But, no, like, I was just annoyed the other day because I was like, wait. I don't know. It was annoying.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Well, we are coming up to that time in the show when we want to make some closing statements closing arguments. Unfortunately, for only allotted so many minutes of laughter and joy.
Go see World
to
War
share
Z.
With the world. Did you? Oh yeah, you saw it. I love zombies, so I want to check that out.
Did you read the book?
No.
Okay, then you probably
should have thought. Yeah, I have a brother who read the book, and he loved the book.
So much better. No, it wasn't. It didn't have pictures.
yeah, pretty much. I have a sibling who is.
And I had to read it. No. I would just like to revert from my previous statement and say that, like, when I just moved, like, half of my shit is books. So, like, however much I joke about
reading
them. Have
you read all of them or most of them?
All of them.
Wow.
Every single
That's
one.
Fantastic.
Probably multiple times.
Wow.
Because I get bored.
Right on.
I was bored once.
Well, I want to
thank... And then I was just awesome instead.
Johnny, again, for being here. And we can't wait to have you back because it's been a blast. I also want to thank everybody who likes us on Facebook, and anybody who doesn't like us on Facebook, you need to, and you can do that simply by going to facebook.com/pages/underground-railroad. Okay. And I promise one of these days we're going to start using Twitter, and you can follow us on Twitter at UNDRGRND. Rail and then road RD. It's really confusing. There's two vowels and a lot of consonants, so I understand. But thanks again, guys. You were awesome.
Shout out to all of my friends who are going to listen to this because I made them.
Woo!
Woo! This is for you. Woo! You're welcome. And
Yay!
I'm sorry.
And I love you and I hate you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's me and blowjobs.
Yeah, that's your blowjob history.
That's how.
Now, every time I hear Britney Spears Toxic, I'm going to think of you giving blowjobs.
Don't think of me
but
giving
what
blowjobs.
Kind of?
Just think of blowjobs.
Okay.
This has been another fine product of the Four-Eyed Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.foureyedradio.com.